السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی صاحب، اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی grant you عافیت and good health. Let's start our question and answer session, Mufti Saab. Two important questions regarding yourself. Mufti Saab, what is your famous dish that you have at Sehri time?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Mawla Salim, you said two questions. I was just waiting for the second one, but never mind. We will take it one by one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before I respond to that question, let me just tell you three incidents quickly. Yesterday, Isha time, Isha, I read here the Khanka. It's near and Salatul Isha is late there, so it suits me fine. 8:20 is Jama'ah. So yesterday I read Salat next to a person. He was sitting on a chair and I know him, he's blind. He performed Hajj with us 15-20 years ago. So he recognizes me by my voice, you know. So after Isha, the dua, I made Salaamu Alaikum, Haji Sahab, how are you? Said, Alhamdulillah, how are you, Mufti AK? And so. But one thing I found strange, he made salam to me and in his right hand he had a glove on. So he said, you know, I am blind, but now the words he used were this: they chopped my two fingers off, meaning they amputated his two fingers, sugar or whatever. So you see, when one side you're blind, then they amputate two fingers off. This is last night, Isha time. I told him, Baji, Haji Sahab, see whatever happens, always ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for afiyah. Ask Allah for safety, protection. Alhamdulillah, you're in a masjid, you are fasting also, I think. He said, yes, I manage and so forth. So see how much reward they get. There they are blind, their fingers are amputated, two fingers, and yet they make time to come to the masjid, yet they saw Imin. That was last night. Allah Ta'ala reward them. And they will be the first people to see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala on Day of Justice, because they were blind in this world. Our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni has written this, mashallah. This morning, Fajr time, I'm looking around behind Maulana Muhammad Munshi, excellent reader, one of the best readers here in our Gauteng, you know. I love reading Salat behind him. And now I give a hadith a day straight after Salat and I tell them I'm rushing for my radio program. And then you must remember, I see the fathers coming with their children, because after the hadith, they also run away, you know. So anyway, so the fathers got their 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, and they're all laughing and smiling and all that. See what the non-Muslim understands of Ramadan. Our children, they want to fast. They're crying, Ya Allah. They tell my parents to wake me up and so forth. You see, that is the barakat and rahmah and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala. Take me masjid. I want to go masjid. You mustn't prevent them. Take them. And you must show them the adab and etiquettes of masjid. Then you might be wondering why I come so late for you. You know, you want to hear the Q&A and favorite dish and all these stories. So then I have to feed the birds here, you know. So they can't tell them, bye. Me, I'm keeping Rosa and Inni Sa'im, I'm fasting. You also must fast. So we must learn this in life. Hukukullah, hukukul ibad, hukukul hayawan, hukukul tuyur. Fulfill the rights of creation also. What is my favorite dish? For me, it is just the same breakfast. Every day I have same breakfast. I'm a simple guy, you know. So my wife will give me that wheat bix, and then she'll give me egg and bread and cheese and then tea kalas. That's all. That's my breakfast. That's my suhoor. And then dates, obviously. Ni'ma suhoor ul-mu'min at-tamar. And the hadith is authentic, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, that the best suhoor is the one where there's dates also. So we must keep it simple also. Not go extravagant and waste and so forth. G, question two.
You already read my mind. The question two was, one of the listeners asked, Mufti Saab, do you have a pet? Because every morning you are feeding the bird.
So I see the bird population is increasing. You know what joy it brings? That when I come out, my brother Muhammad Khan picks me up with his Porsche, you know. The neighbors, they wonder that sometimes this guy comes with a white Porsche and sometimes with a yellow one and sometimes with a red one. And he comes with his two-door sports Mercedes and that. And this fundis here, So he just gets picked up and so forth, you know. So we say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So sometimes he gives it to me, he says, you also drive and check it out. I'll bring it, we'll test it out also, what is there. So Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And then you must just look at the birds, you know. And when they finish eat, then you must see how they walk. You must see, they also walk with the style, you know. Because now pet bari galuche, you see, now they are satisfied. So that is what we must learn, become an asset to humanity and the creation of Allah. You in Durban, for you is a perfect example. You, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, for, and you in Mauritius, that you will see that the bubble and the foam there on the ocean, on the sea, it just on top and then disappears. That is a sign of batil and falsehood. Zionism, apartheid, communism, secularism, capitalism, democracy, all satanic systems will disappear. Become an asset to humanity and Allah will leave your legacy for years and decades and centuries. We take the name of Imam Bukhari, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Hanifa, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were the asset to humanity. So look at your river, your dam, and ask yourself, are you the bubble or are you the water? Take the water of Islam, the pure water, and quench the thirst of humanity with the true Islam. So that is our function, that is our duty.
Mufti Sahab, can one do plain water steamy while fasting? Can we inhale the steam?
So you must remember that if it is pure and nothing else and so forth, like oxygen and so forth and so on, so then that will be permissible. But you must remember if there is medication added and so forth, so then that will break the fast. For example, you're in a bathroom and now the whole shower becomes filled with its steam. You, my sister, daughter, you are cooking there in the kitchen and every day, you know, our daughters, sisters, you, the husbands, in Ramadan without your wife asking, tell her, oh poppy, oh darling, oh honey, take this money. Last night you made the halim so wonderful. Sometime I ask my wife a question and she answers it right. So sometime little bit not so right, but we make it right. I say, never mind, take another 500 rand, 100 rand, whatever. So in Ramadan, give them also incentive that they make such nice food for us. We just come pakki, pakai roti, everything is ready just to gobble up and eat and so forth. So give them also, mashallah, and give your maids and give your servants and domestics, your Muslim workers, you, my brothers, today is shop and job. Give them 15 minutes, half an hour earlier off. Go and make this intention. Go and read Salat in the masjid on time and go read Quran and so forth. So Allah will give you more risk and more sustenance in your shop, inshallah.
My husband doesn't go for Tarawih. He only prays four Farz and Tarawih at home. Isn't this wrong? He delays all his namaz till the end and I'm not happy about it.
Oh, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala condemns such people, and that is the quality of the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. I read for you the verses and then you must explain to him. Oh, Almighty Allah teaches us, innal munafiqeen yukhadi'un Allah wa huwa khadi'uhum. The hypocrites who pay lip service to Islam, but really they are questionable regarding their faith and conviction. They think they can deceive Allah, but Allah will dispatch them to Jahannam and the hellfire if they are not going to make tawbah. What are their qualities? وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for salat, they stand up lazily. A big burden has come to them. Why they do that? يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. Just to show people their faces. Maybe they'll read Isha in the masjid sometimes and come back. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they remember Allah very little, haphazardly, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, they will just read the Tarawih just like a Ferrari, you see. So these are the qualities of hypocrites. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 4, Chapter 4, and verse number 142, 143. And go and read Chapter 4, verse 145. Inna al-munafiqeena fi ad-darki al-asfali min an-nar. Those people who only pay lip service to Islam and really they don't have the firm faith and conviction in the inner recesses of their heart. So they will be the ones, remember, in the lowest layer of Jahannam. So Chapter 4, verse 145. You say every salat he reads late and delays it. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسْوَلِّينَ. You know the surah, Surah Ma'un, Surah Ara'ayt al-Ladhi, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, for those people in Jahannam, that what they do, they have to read salat, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. They delaying it, and الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ. They just show the people, kali, pretend we are reading salat and so forth, quick, everything. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. And they don't fulfill the rights of their neighbor. Neighbor said, give me some salt, give me some sugar. He asked them, you think I'm Father Christmas here or what? So that is not the shan, the condition of a Muslim. Even if Tom, Dick and Mary, your neighbor is non-Muslim and ask you for something, try and help them out. So we must be an asset to humanity. Go read Surah Ma'un, Chapter 107 and verses 4 to number 7. Allah Jalla wa'ala make us pakka sajja Muslim who are reading, performing our salat, fulfilling our duty with beauty. Allah make us of those. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti sahab, can we make nikah in Ramadan month because the child will be born soon in March?
Remember that, perform the nikah immediately, that now perform the nikah today. Don't wait, just go to your Maulana and Imam and perform the nikah. Three issues here. Can nikah be performed in Ramadan? 100% totally permissible. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, her nikah was performed by Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. Open the hadith work and compilation Musannaf Abdul Razak, and there you will find that first he speaks about the Ghazwa Badr, Badr al-Kubra it's called, where the Muslims won a decisive victory, sent 70 kuffar straight to Hal, Abu Jahl and company, 70 were taken captives. So remember, this took place on Friday, the 17th of Ramadan, Yawm al-Furqan, the day of distinction. So that is what Allah calls it. And in the last 10 days, then the nikah mubarak took place of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha in Ramadan. She, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the Sahib Zadi, the Ladli, the Beti, the beloved daughter of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was 15 years and 5 months old, 15 and a half years plus minus. So nikah totally permissible. Second one, I told you today, before I went for Fajr Salat, sometimes a boy and girl, they elope, illicit relationship, and then the girl gets pregnant and conceives. So immediately make the nikah if both parties are Muslim. Then according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, remember from date of nikah to date of the birth of the baby, if 6 months elapses, then the lineage will go to the father. But if it is like now, you're going to perform nikah and in March he will give birth, then remember, according to all four schools, the child is illegitimate. The lineage will go to the mother, but you still perform the nikah and make tawbah every day of the of your life. And remember, Shafi'is, Maliki's, humbly say, even if you perform the nikah and after 6, 7, 8 months she gives birth, in all cases the child will be illegitimate and the lineage will go to the mother. Imam Shafi's golden usul and principle, an-ni'matu la tanalu bil mahzur. You cannot obtain the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah through haram actions and activities. Look at the istidlal, the evidence they give. Subhanallah, when you study the fuqaha, to open Tirmidhi Sharif, Kitabul Janaiz, the chapter on funerals. Qaqala Shafi'i, Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah said, Al-Fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith, the jurors, scholars of fiqh and fatwas and masail, they understand what is the greater meaning and connotation of the hadith. Look at the Quran Sharif, what it states, Surah 25, verse 54, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has created you, O human being, masterpiece from the semen and sperm. And then Allah made for you Nasaba, my father Ismail, mother Halima. Then we got married, we have a father-in-law, mother-in-law, and there is a Usman, Wali, Muhammad and Halima, all passed away. Allah grant them all and all the marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus. Chapter 25, verse 54, Allah mentions this Mawqi'ul Imtinan as a bounty of Allah. So the bounties of Allah cannot be obtained via vices. Get married, make tawbah, and remember the child will be illegitimate. You are to blame, not the baby. That is the justice system of Islam.
Mufti Sahib, as a parent, do I have to pay zakat on my minor child's wealth? Example, money and gold, if it exceeds the nisab zakat.
The hadith is beautifully mentioned. Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We reveal to you, Ya Rasul Allah, O Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the reminder, the Quran Sharif. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. So you must explain to them in detail what is revealed to them. وَلَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they wonder, ponder and reflect over it. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا مَنْ وَلِيَ يَتِيمًا. Whosoever has minor children, your own children. Yeah, yatim don't mean an orphan only, it means your own minor children. Walahu malun, and that son, daughter of yours, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, has wealth. And falyattajir bihi, invest it. وَلَا تَتْرُكُهُ, don't leave it, حَتَّى تَعْكُلَهُ صَدَقًا, so the zakat will eat it up. Question, my son has Kruger coins, my daughter has more than 12,000 rand, 20,000 rand and 30,000 rand. Is the zakat compulsory upon the minors? Yes, zakat is compulsory, and that is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, and that call is rajih, and it is preferred because the dalil are much stronger. Also, the Hanafis say that there is no zakat on the wealth of minors. So why do the Hanafis say there is no zakat on the wealth of minors and people who are insane? The hadith in Abu Dawood, Rufi al-Qalamu an Thalas, the pen is removed from three categories of people. Aniswabihi hatta yahtalim, from children till they become baligh. So meaning they do some upside down thing, then they fasting and break their fast. So they know qaza upon them like that. وَأَنِلْ مَجْنُونِ حَتَّى يُفِيكَ, and a person who's made insane, Allah protect us, till he or she recovers. So there's no zakat also, Hanafi say, and salat and so forth upon them. And وَأَنِلْ نَائِمِ حَتَّى يَسْتَيْقِزَ, a person who's sleeping and till he wakes up, now he's swearing, cursing, giving talaq while he's sleeping, so he don't take place. So that is all parties there. For you Hanafis, it won't be compulsory you pay zakat, but it will be ihtiyat, precaution, that you pay the zakat on behalf of your minors because of the other hadith as well in Tirmidhi that I just mentioned, and that is the verdict of majority scholars. A Muslim must look for avenues to pay zakat, must not look for avenues to avoid and avert zakat. Chapter 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, verse number 39, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, and whatever zakat you pay, solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ, then Allah will reward you money multiple times, manifold times, فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world and the year after. The proviso and condition is تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, Allah. It is done for the love and pleasure of Allah, not for name and fame.
Mufti Sahib, is it a sin not to read 20 rakats of Taraweeh?
If you are a Muslim and you are healthy, you are a muqeem in your home, you are not musafir, you are not old and sickly, a person who has so much difficulty, you're not even mobile, everywhere else you can go to the mall, you can meet Paul and so forth, 20 rakats Taraweeh come, you say, no, I just read 8 rakats, 10 rakats, I read 2 rakats. Then according to Aimma Arba'a for schools, that 20 rakats Taraweeh, that is what is the law in Islam. So are you sinful? Yes, you are sinful. You're going against the ijma and against the consensus of the scholars of Islam. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la tajtamiu ummati ala dalala, that this ummah will never agree and have consensus on something that's astray. Therefore, we follow the four schools. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius giant he was, he wrote in Kitabul every person should have that book, a masterpiece, I have it. There he writes, jami'u ma taqulu As-Sunnah, Jami'u ma taquluhu al-A'imma, Sharhul li-Sunnah. Whatever the Imam said is elaboration, explanation of the Sunnah, the Ahadith. Wa Jami'u ma taquluhu as-Sunnah, Sharhul li-Quran. Whatever the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah teaches us, is commentary of the Noble Quran. Therefore, I met them all, but remember, we disagree with them. Whether it's Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh Salih bin Hussein, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, Sheikh Albani, we say Rahimahullah, but we reject their fatwa of 8 rakats and so forth. We can't leave the four schools and accept these 4 years. So remember, that is our stance, and we're very clear. Sheikhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah, he celebrated student is Allama Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, student is Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali Rahimahullah. Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali wrote a book which I have, Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayra al-madhahib al-arba'a, that we refute people who reject the four schools of thought. This is the direct student of Ibn Qayyim and the grand student of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. So you Salafis, you better wake up from your slumber.
Mufti Sahib, what are the virtues of visiting Masjid al-Aqsa?
Excellent. You make me so happy when you go to Aqsa. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam reconstructed Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, and then he recited 3 du'as, hadith in Sunan Nasai, wa huwa hadithun sahih, authentic hadith. Rabbi habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di, chapter 38, verse 35. Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom that you will not grant such a great magnificent kingdom to anybody after me. فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّا, Allah gave him that. Second dua he made, أُوَاتِهُ حُكْمِي حُكْمَك, Ya Allah, when I pass the verdict, then it is me according to, it must concur and agree and correspond with your judgment, Ya Rabbal Alameen. The English, Angres, the British, the Haramis, they stole all this from Quran, Sharif and Sunnah. When you are facing a difficulty, you need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. They speak of the hikmah of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman, Quran says. Third dua he made, this is your answer. مَنْ أَتَى هَذَا الْبَيْتِ لَا يُرِيدُ إِلَّا صَلَاةَ فِيهِ خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ. Whosoever comes to Masjid al-Aqsa with no hidden agenda, just to read Salat there, then you come out from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. Abdullah ibn Umar, Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah writes, he would not even drink water inside Masjid al-Aqsa. Obviously it's permissible. Said, no, the hadith said, la yuridu illa salata fi. So that is your reward. And mashallah, you want to fasten ihram from there, من أهل بحجة أو عمرة من المسجد الأقصى غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر ووجبت له الجنة. حديث أبو داود ابن ماجه the راوي the reporter أم سلمة honorable wife and spouse of the master عليه السلام. She left Medina Munawwara, went with the mahram to Aqsa and practiced on this hadith. So you go to Aqsa, fasten the haram there, and then you go for Umrah or Hajj, then Allah forgives your previous sins, your future sins. Insha'Allah, through the mercy of Allah, you will enter Jannah, my wife and myself. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. 2002, we did that. Allah qabool, Allah ta'ala accepted. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim.
This is the last question. If an executor in a Shari will wants to step down, is it allowed?
Remember, whenever a Muslim person passes away, so what will happen is this, that you must remember that in a case like this, that we must first have the burial funeral expenses from the estate of the deceased, and then that person, if some friends, family want to pay, so fine. The debts of the deceased must be paid. Many a time the family and the heirs are more interested in giving out isali sawab and neglecting the debts totally wrong. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Musnad Ahmad, nafsul mu'min mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tubda anhu, so that person will not enter Jannah and paradise until unless all the debts are paid. Authentic hadith, Musnad Ahmad. Third is wasiyah. The person bequeathed for a masjid, madrasa, poor people, Muslim or non-Muslim. So maximum 1/3 of the net estate, then the shares of the heirs. So if that person, the executor, says, no, I am not happy with certain things, even if it is Sharia, it is his prerogative, you must remember. Sometimes people put my name without me knowing also. So I always tell them, take my name out. I don't have time for this. I'll give you all the fatwas, but I don't get involved in these issues here, because the families are such today, you pass the verdict in someone's favor, the other one will get upset. You see, there's a nice saying, Mona Salim, Kari Kach Kari Kichri Ek, or Para or Pa or Papar the Dek. You see, Kari Kichri is one. They'll mix it up, the rice and the curry, and the papar will stay one side. They will fight, and they all will come together, and me and you will be like the papal, and we will just be looking. They made us fools, you see. Kari kachri, kari kichri ek, or papar dek. Nice saying in Gujarati. I don't know proper Gujarati, but we take chances. Jazakallahu khairan to Jinnat Mota, Junaid Mota, Mohan Salim, to all you listeners. Yes, we return to all the stations, Radio Lansar International, Markaz Sahaba. Quickly, 8:30 to 9, the unique features of Ramadan, and then 1 to 2 tafsir, 2 to 2:30 the report back. And remember that we join Makkah 7:30, and 8:15 we join Masjid Dawood, and 8:45 we go back to Makkah for the witr dua. So listen to all that wonderful duas. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.